Geekspective presents Evil Is As Evil Does and the Random Game Systems. For the next few episodes, the evildoers and Josh will be taking a break from Moxfairy and instead will be playing one-offs of a few different games. As usual, there may be strong language that is not suitable for sensitive ears. Now, without further ado, on to the new games.
What's your name?
I don't know.
The Beak. The Bacon.
I'm Melvin.
Melvin.
Because the family of badgers is Melis.
Egbert.
Okay.
So, the four of you have been growing up in a village together.
What?
And so you have decided to set off on adventures because you've heard tell of ancient artifacts out there in the world.
So, did I, like, grow up with you guys?
Yeah, you're no. Sure. You grew up with
you. We come too close to this dude, he'll eat us, man.
Or make us, yeah.
Well, you could, he turns that on or off.
I choose to kill you or not.
Right.
Why
right.
Do you talk like that?
I am the bacon.
How old are we?
I don't know. How old are you?
Five.
That's right. I would assume you're closer to adult age except for the bird.
I mean,
but in mutant terms, what's adult age?
100.
All right.
Full bacon.
Titan Khan probably means
I am probably 1,000 years old.
I have no beginning and no end.
I'm going to pick an arbitrary. I'm going to just.
Except for this little fatty part down here.
The bird loves to be with me.
I can't. Yes, you can.
I'm 61.
The bird loves to be around me because I smell like my car. He always wants a nibble.
82.
It's okay.
82? Okay, let me see. 92.
Wait, what? I could peck at you.
Here.
You wouldn't even know it.
Here's I wouldn't. I wouldn't
Josh.
Know it.
What? I'm 1,000.
You're like one of those birds on the top of a rhino eating the bugs out of the
How old are you?
Everyone's
I'm 1 to 100?
Yeah.
I'm a bird, man. I can't be old.
Yeah, you can.
Birds don't live long. 17.
See, but
there you go.
Mine's
that
in bacon
sense.
Years, so I guess I can roll it
in bacon years.
I'm 1,000 bacon years, and that turns into 18 in regular years.
And we didn't grow up together.
I know. You always will around me going.
Well, I'm a village elder, I guess.
who in the hell would listen to you, man? You're creepy, man.
You blast you with my eye lasers.
Badger laser bad. Right. Yeah, basically, you're not the village elder. You're the terrible despot
you.
That enslaves our village. And if anybody crosses you, you stink them and laser them, yeah.
Don't make me musk you.
The one thing I didn't bring was any scrap paper, so I'll have to write
I've got some.
Do you want note cards?
Yeah.
I got a notebook in here, too.
Thank you.
Fine, okay.
I don't need your notebook, man.
Boom.
Badgers.
So how long did character creation take? I don't know. Just out of sheer curiosity.
About 45 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's not too bad. All right, Dave the Pigeon Man, what is your character's name?
The Beak.
The Beak.
The Bears.
Josh, you were Bacon?
The Bacon.
No,
the Bake on...
You can put the thing over the O.
Amber is Egbert?
Yes.
Died a critical mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dylan?
Melvin.
Egbert,
what are the cool kids?
Like a bug delay. All right. So, for whatever reason, you've been driven from your village to go explore the world. And
you guys would make a great like punch and Judy deal.
Monsters.
Like he stinks you, and you slap him, and like, yeah, it's cool. All
right.
You are heading into the vast wastelands. You're in a very arid region of the world. You don't know much about the world. There's no communications. There's no phones. There's no satellite. I mean, you basically grew up in a medieval village set in the ruins of a once thriving civilization. To the north of you, all you know is that there is a plateau that is a giant sheet of glass covered with sand and rusting pieces of metal, shards sticking out. And for many generations, nobody has ever gone into that area because if you spend any time there, you get sick and die. So you're kind of skirting your way around the giant wasteland looking for some way to make your fortune. You're heading into a region that has been known as the Shard because the ground is covered with razor sharp. You've never been there, but the ground is razor sharp. No problem for you, indeed. You're far away from your original village. You're tired, you're hungry, and you're thirsty. The sun is setting, and Birdman, off in the distance, you see a glint of gold in the sky with your great bird vision. You're almost positive that there's like a golden line in the sky ahead of you.
Like, how far away?
A couple miles.
You should scout that out.
Golden sky. Yeah, I'll flap over there, and I mean, okay. It's a couple miles, but I mean, like,
you're pretty fast.
I'm at 12 meters per turn.
How tall are you?
Apparently, I'm human sized, which I think
it's
is really weird.
Entirely up to you.
I would rather be more like bird sized.
Whoa, no, you'd be like 2 feet.
Not like
least.
Baby bird, like yeah, like penguin sized, vulture sized. You know what I mean?
Sure, okay,
that sounds good.
Yeah.
Ew, you're gross.
The beak sets off to see what the gold is in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You discover a section of desert, and in this section of desert, as you're flying over it, you see on the ground gold. The ground appears to have occasionally a gold cast to it, or a glittering cast to it, leading up through this desert. And then you see a strand, a little bit longer than your wingspan, a little bit wider than your wingspan, reaching from the sky all the way down to the ground. And there is the top of what appears to be a building down there.
On the ground?
Yes, there is it's sandy. It's like sand dunes. It's sticking out of the top of one of the sand dunes is about 90 feet of a building.
Wow.
With a big dome on the top of
and
it.
And then a golden thread that goes from that.
A golden thread that goes, yes, up into the sky.
So.
And the ground is, again, you can see glittering.
Can I go inspect that glinty stuff?
Yeah, the stuff on the ground or the stuff going on the sky?
No, on the ground.
Sure. As you fly along the ground, you see, as you get closer, that there are these shards of stuff on the ground. It looks razor sharp. There's no very few living things that you see in the area.
Do I have any chance of picking one up?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. I did it.
As far as I can tell, there's no way to tell whether you succeeded.
I'm gonna take that back to everyone else.
Let's assume that your stats mean something and roll less than your dex on a d20. I'm making this rule up. I cannot find. There's no rule that says that any of these
less
stats mean anything.
Dex. Yes, I did it. Okay, so yes, I picked it up.
You fly down, and there is a piece of. It looks clear. Crystalline, razor sharp, with a gold glint to it.
Wow, that's really cool.
And you grab it with your.
Yeah,
it is
this is valuable.
Yeah, and it's about this long.
Yeah,
sticking up out of the ground.
Yeah, I'll take it back to everyone, and I'll show them how I'm rich. And there's plenty for everyone.
Do you tweet that to them?
You
can talk if you want to.
No, I kind of like the idea of just like parrot speak.
But can you think?
Yeah, sure. Obviously. I can think. I can solve puzzles and things. I can use tools.
I eat.
Yeah.
What do you
eat? I have a big sack of potatoes that I carry on my back.
Makes sense to me.
Because tubers are easy to grow.
That's right, and they don't rot. Yeah.
So it's dark.
Golden shark.
There are predators out here in the dark, and
oh shit.
So glad, Drew.
He attracts carnivores, you know.
We need to set up a camp. The beak.
Why are you looking at the bird to set up camp?
Take watch. You guys could probably get to that building if you really wanted to.
Oh.
You'd have to figure out some way to protect yourself as you walk across the
shards.
The beak and I, we grow up. Like young children. He knows how to carry me.
Now you're Russian.
Why did you just...
The accent is a revolving door.
It is.
It's a second brain. His first brain is Russian. His second brain is Russian.
So does anybody want to inspect the shard that the bird brought back?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll look at it.
It is extremely sharp. It is about this long.
How did you...
And it appears to be crystalline, but there's one side of it that is sort of smooth on the outside... That has a gold tint to it.
Is there any sunlight left in the day? Like,
yeah,
hold just... up to the sky? Is it doing anything? Is it reflecting?
Yeah, it glints. There's all kinds of little crystalline structures throughout the entire length of it. And then this one side has what appears to be a thin layer of gold over the top of it. Extremely thin layer of gold. But you can see it's gold.
I'm not that intelligent.
So how far do we have to walk across this?
We said it was about 2 miles.
How strong is my arm? Can I use it like a pole vault?
Well, you're not going to cut your telekinetic arm, and it's only like this long.
It's no, I thought my telekinetic arm was like 60 feet.
Oh, you
want
to use your arm as a pole vault?
You basically get carried around with your telekinetic arm.
If that's the way it works, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, like I mean, like it's telekinesis, right? I mean, yeah. Well, like it's not bound by gravity.
Yeah, sweet. That's how I'm going to propel myself across the shore.
The beak. You can have a little nipple.
Oh, gross.
Sounds great.
Don't worry about me, guys. I can't burrow. Can I?
Can you
burrow?
Do you have eyes? Can you melt
I mean,
like sand to glass?
Glass path.
It is not sand. It is a crystalline structure, though. But now there's somewhere to be. Thank you.
Can I burrow?
You are a badger. I don't know how long it's going to take you.
I think it would take you a while.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm just going to die hard across this.
Don't.
Shards of
No. We can't heal this, man.
This is true. We cannot heal this.
You have planar...
Right. Unless I, like... Can I open a planar door to the...
Right. I can go to, the plane
like
to
clockwork,
clockwork monsters, but I can't get across this sharp path.
What else is around here? How wide is this? I mean, like, would it be like a day's walk around it?
Well, and the building is in the middle of it, right?
Yeah,
the building is in the middle of it.
Or I could, like, strip some of the
You could probably carry him.
You're
strong enough with your string.
Well, I mean, I can get to myself to a place where it's okay and then grab him and then...
Attach some of my...
How
far,
big
how
are
far
you?
Away does it go?
60 feet. How
I
far
mean,
away?
Like, what kind of range do you have to...
What do you mean?
It's 60 feet.
I mean,
it's 60 feet long.
Okay, so it's a regular-sized arm... But you can move it 60 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, I had this idea of a 60-foot giant arm that would just...
No, it's like a normal arm.
Huh,
it's
weird.
But it's really, really strong.
And it's very long. I mean, it's telekinetic, so...
Yeah, so I can project it. So, how far away is
like
the...
Like, how wide is the... What's the radius of the circle, I guess?
Or I could use... No. Crank. Can you use
the radius of the circle? Yeah, like the building's in the middle, and then the...
Well, I really want
to.
Can I use cryokinesis to freeze a path?
Sure.
Ice.
otherwise, the game stops here because you can't have glass. Exactly.
Glass, no.
Oh, we were defeated by glass.
We shredded our feet.
Yeah, you can make a cryokinetic path. You do an ice man and slide.
There you go.
Surf.
Surf
and turf. And you do see, as you're going through, lots of animals that have tried to flee into this area where the shards have died because they get impaled. And some of the shards are
food.
Some of the shards are like this. Some of the shards are like this. Some are very tiny. All the ones that have a smooth edge to it, you can see the glitter of gold on the outside of it.
Yeah, about every 100 feet, I reach down to pick up like an animal.
Fair enough. Rotten carcass. Okay, you guys reach the structure in the middle of the shards. There is a tower coming up out of the sand, out of a giant sand dune. The tower is about 30 meters to the top. At the top of it is it looks like a giant mushroom-shaped building. You know, it kind of spreads out. When you were farther away, you could see that there was glass, or you flying over could see that there is... what appears to be a smoky material around the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 100 yards further away, 100 meters, is this strand reaching up into the sky. Looks about, it's like it's about 7 or 8 feet across, maybe.
Hmm.
I guess, was it 2 or 3 meters across?
Right.
And it's basically round, and it is made of a crystalline structure, you can see. As you're standing here, you know, that close to it.
Hmm.
Does anybody want to go check it out, or does anybody want to check out the building?
Can we surmise that the downfall of civilization was related to adopting the metric system?
I think it is safe to say.
I like metrics.
I will go look.
You would. You go check it out. It is much as I described, it appears to be a crystalline structure with a gold...
How intelligent are you?
Cast to the outside of it.
Does it appear to be hollow if I knock on it?
Yeah, it's going to take my fork and go tong tong.
It appears to be very, very solid.
Mm.
But flexible, sort of.
I'm pretty smart.
I mean, you can see it sort of swaying in the wind.
How the far? It's solid, and it's like a tube going up.
Space elevator.
Which one?
I'm looking around the base of everything and see if there's like any entrance to it.
Just a lot of sand. Alright.
Okay, fly up there.
Alright.
Fly all the way to the top of that tube until you get to the stratosphere.
Are you guys going
to
search the building?
Yeah, that's sure. What I was looking
for. I thought you were looking around the tube.
No.
If you search around the building, you can see that there is what appears to be a fairly recent hole has been hacked in the side of this building.
That's what I was looking for.
It's like the building had not been uncovered for all that long. And you see footsteps outside of it, which look to be lizard-like. Like big frickin' iguana footprints.
We better watch out. They may be carnivores.
Well, they're going to be attracted to you.
Mm.
Go in the hole.
Lizards, yeah. I love holes. I'm going in the hole.
Iguana holes. Okay. Mm.
I follow.
Same.
Mon ami, wait for me.
You peek your head through, and it's a, you know, they've hacked a hole. Somebody has hacked a hole. It's a little bit smaller than human size, so you can kind of duck through and look in. And there is a huge drop off going down into the ground. And then there is you're inside this tower. There's a section going up ahead of you. You see, you know, it's sort of a metal contraption that is sort of square coming down the center of the thing, but it's, you know, probably 15 feet away from you.
Oh.
And then,
touch it.
But that's 15 feet out into
space.
Space,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bong.
Good thing one of us can fly.
You see, there is very various orange lights in here, lighting up the tower inside and down.
Do we see where the tube comes in?
The tube does not come into the building. It's down in the sand.
Wait, so the building and the tube's not connected at all?
Not that you can tell.
Boy, I've got a totally different mental image of this.
Yeah, that's what I was imagining, too.
Was I giving you guys the wrong impression?
I thought the tube came from the center of the dome.
No, let me try this again. I'll just draw it out.
Yeah.
Give me a marker.
Where are the markers at?
There's just one right over there.
Oh, draw it over here.
So essentially, you have a dome, and then over here, about 100 meters, you have this crystalline strand stretching up into the sky.
Mm.
Gotcha.
And then
gotcha.
This is salt sand piled up around here. I'm sorry.
And where's the hole going into the dome?
Well, it is right over here, coincidentally.
Wow.
Almost like I meant to do that, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then right now we have
and so in the
a
center
drop-off.
Of this, there's a shaft.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then a
square.
Yep. Except the drop-off is basically
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Peering over the edge? Seemingly bottomless?
There's periodic catwalks.
Oh.
The nearest one is about 10 feet down and about 10 feet above.
Are there markings on anything?
Yeah, there's some strange ancient markings on walls.
The catwalk above, does it connect to the device?
To the center thing? Mm-hmm. No, but you can see that there is what appeared to be these U-shaped, although you don't know what a U is, but a U-shaped bars leading up.
Mm.
And there's also U-shaped bars leading down.
Huh. Hand over foot. Oh.
wing over tail.
Do we want to inspect the device?
The
square, you mean?
The square. You keep saying device.
Well, it's some kind of contraption.
I heard that word once on TV.
Right.
Device.
What's TV?
I read it in a book.
It's just a rock he looks at sometimes.
So can we take like these ladders up or down to catwalks?
Yeah, if you get up to a catwalk and then you could go up, and it looked like, again, the light is kind of dim, like there's a orange glowing things, faintly glowing on the walls. Mm. But it looks like there's something up there.
Still has power. Same thing.
I guess I go up the ladder.
You don't know nothing about power.
Hmm? I go up the ladder up to one of these catwalks where the glowing consoles or lights are.
Yep. Yeah, the glowing things are like round, and they go up the side. Kind of illuminating faintly the entire thing.
So I get up on one of these catwalks. Mm-hmm. Is there anything on these catwalks? Any panels? Any doors? Any things?
There is what appears to be a metal box.
A metal box?
Mm-hmm. About this long.
Hmm.
If you're touching stuff, can you feel differentiation between like dips and stuff? Or is it because your senses are dead that you can't feel
it? That's a really good question. Since I have no sensory nerve pains, can I feel anything? I probably can't feel anything, can I?
No.
What a weird... I am isolated, like, that's really kind of scary. Like you're constantly feeling pressure and stuff?
Well, yeah, because I read a long time ago that, like, your nerves are capable of sensing hot and cold and pressure and pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those are basically the only sensations you have, and it's the combination of those things that...
So you don't feel any pressure. You just live in a very, very isolated.
Like you would, if you were feeling something that had a texture, like an up and down texture, you would know that your hand is doing this
up and down.
But I mean, it would feel no different than doing it in the air versus on a.
Oh, weird. Okay. Anyway, so okay, that answers that question.
Does the box have a latch or any hinges or anything?
It does. It has a latch on it.
Is there a lock?
There's nothing that appears to be a lock. It looks like it has a hook that a lock could go on.
Okay. Mon amis. There is a box up here.
Badger that
shit. Do you want me to telekinetic it?
Oh, yes.
All right, I can fondle the box with my
telekinetic. Give it the little... and it pops.
Yeah, you open it and it's filled with ancient artifacts. Some of them are pretty rusty. Some of them not so much. They're various long metal devices with handles on them. And
I want that.
Little ones that are like this with like little forky things coming off the ends of them. The flat metal. They're kind of rusty. There's one that's got... somebody has a... What kind of... You have an axe?
Yeah.
There's one that almost looks like an axe except it's flat on both ends.
I want that.
Take one of the kind of rusty ones that has like a handle at the end. Perhaps
one of those little forky things at the end?
Forky things at the end.
There's one of them that has a forky thing that's got... It almost looks like it. If you turn this thing, it would grow and shrink.
Wow. Yeah, I'll take that one.
How big are these?
They would fit in a normal person's hand.
Are you a normal person?
Not even close.
So quick.
Did it take you a long time to think about descriptions of everyday things? That
making it up as we're going along. Right.
Cool.
Grow and shrink forky things. You turn a knob to make it grow or shrink?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, what is that?
It's a crescent wrench.
Oh, okay. Oh. So the other ones are like screwdrivers and things like that. Okay.
Yes. Toolbox. You guys have never really seen this door stuff before.
I was like, imagine like this really cool box and we probably just like lifted open a metal toolbox.
Toolbox.
Exactly what you just said.
I was like, oh, this is going
to
unfold.
We've been transported to another world, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Metalworking. Whoa. There's a... It looks like every 20 meters or so, there is another one of these catwalks. The next one up, you guess, would be right below that dome you were looking at. Mm. And it's actually got a catwalk that goes across into a what appears to be an aperture of some sort, a door maybe. If you were to go up.
Let's go there.
Yeah. Up, up, up.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
You open the door, I'm assuming. Somebody who opens the door.
You want me to always do it?
Yeah. You telepathically open the door. Totally different.
It's completely different.
I don't know why the GM won't respect your mutations. She telekinetically opened the door.
I say telepathically. Yeah. God, I can't believe I made that.
I
racist.
Convinced the door to open. Mine, made it open.
God, I feel bad now. I don't know how to work at it.
This time.
I'll let you know.
The door actually was ajar.
Oh, when you got up, so I just pushed it.
Yeah, you push the door open. The door is ajar. In the fading sunlight outside, you can see light streaming in through pitted and scraped and dirty translucent panels on the outside of this thing. And around it, you see what look like they might have been chairs and stuff. I mean, they're very fancy compared to the chairs you guys weave together.
Oh my God.
But it's like almost metal chairs that...
I sniff them. Hmm? I'm sniffing everything. I don't know why.
Yeah, the it looks like it may have been made out of some sort of animal skin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it's all cracked and...
I rip it open and I'm putting the leather panels into my satchel so I can make armor
fair
clothes.
Enough. Somebody roll a d6.
Okay, 2.
You got a 2. You were completely surprised then. 1 or 2 is a surprise. As you are pulling off the pieces of the panels, you hear a hissing sound and a creature comes shooting out from beneath this level console thing with these glass panels all over it. It looks vaguely lizard-like. It's about 9 feet long.
Holy.
It's crawling underneath the panels.
9 feet long? Damn.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do I get... I'm surprised. Do I get to react?
No. Stim- no, as a matter of fact, you don't. I need to...
Leather, great! I should have precogged touching the leather. That would have passed out.
Yeah. Oh, no, my death.
You're gonna die. Die.
Oh, no, her. Faints.
All right, this is the first time for combat, so we'll see how this goes.
You know what? We can also make armor out of his freaking iguana skin.
Yeah,
fire
knife. Well, it's food for him, too.
He eats the meat, we get the leather.
You get the bones?
Seeds. Do iguanas have seeds in them?
Seeds?
Seed.
I mean, you could eat their eyeballs.
That's right.
Like, kind of like grapes. I was watching Bizarre Foods. I told you about that, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Okay.
This sucks.
Because it's so detailed?
Well, it says mental sonic attack ability, but there's no freaking mental sonic attack ability. Sonic attack ability is a physical mutation.
Huh? Oh, sonic. Oh, not psionic.
What?
What is your armor class?
6. 6.
They have a...
Is this lizard going to shriek at me?
It is going to shriek at you. Does it have a...
Not my chair! Not the good leather.
It hits you.
Oh, what? No!
With your 6 armor class. It... opens its mouth and a blast of sound shoots out of it, catches you straight in the face, and does 6-7 points of damage.
Oh my
wow.
God.
You're the one with the 4 constitution.
I have 6 constitution.
Whatever. Not anymore.
All right.
Can you imagine?
How many hit points do you have?
23.
Whoa.
Can you imagine if this was... like and for some people this was their first exposure to role playing. Like ooh. It's such a weird free form, like everything, nothing's described, everything's open ended.
Yeah. Well, and on top of it, as I was talking, there's no sense of balance
right.
in your abilities, but there's also no sense of balance in the adventure. The first monster you run into in the first room is an 18 hit dice monster.
What the fuck?
Is that this monster?
All right.
Well, I'm going to blast that shit with my laser.
It is, in fact, called a hisser. So there you go.
I'm going to catch on fire and continue to burn it.
Okay. Roll for initiative. 1d6.
Damn it.
No, just one of you. One of you pick.
Oh, 5. I rolled 5.
All right. Let's see if I can beat that. 5. We're tied. We're acting at the same time.
Damn.
You guys go first, but they're not... If you kill one, they're not really dead yet. It's because
they're gonna die.
Simultaneous.
Wait, pre-cog then.
Simultaneous.
He said, "Oh, you're not gonna see your death, but I probably would have saw my death."
Who is the highest dex?
I have 12.
I'm 12.
Nope, 7.
14, y'all.
Did you just make a bird noise? 14 goes first.
The bird goes first.
The bird goes first. Flap, flap. You got your daggers
on. Sword arms, motherfucker.
Sword wings, motherfucker.
That's right. I'm going to sword him. Like, I mean, is he...
Sword him. Sword.
A sword is a class 3 weapon.
Yeah.
He is an armor class of...
What is sword?
3. So you have to roll a 12 or higher.
12 or higher. Oh my god.
Christ.
Watch me.
Wow. Yeah! Crush it! 18.
Okay.
Sword in the neck frill.
1d6 damage. 2. Okay. Who's next?
12?
Right, soften him up, y'all.
12.
That's
I 17 hit dice. I'm like, phew, my pain of being bacon. And I start doing my pyrokinesis.
Pyrokinesis, indeed. Okay.
2.
2 to hit.
Am I supposed to hit first?
Yes, you have to roll to hit.
What do I roll against?
D20. What's your mental strength?
Oh, no. 12?
12, which is pretty good.
Oh. Oh, wow.
It's very small print.
Yeah.
12. So the table has your defender's mental strength.
Yeah.
Okay, attacker's mental strength is across the top. Maybe that'll help it make sense. Yeah, they're not very smart. It's going to be an automatic hit. Go ahead.
Oh.
Roll your damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd rather take that 2 than that 1. But all right.
1 point of damage.
1 point.
Okay.
What I guess he starts.
I'm concentrating, and there's a little bubble of fire.
One bubble.
Like a candle's worth of flame.
Exactly.
Licking against
the. So
warm,
my turn.
A little warm on the inside. Yep.
So I'm going to use my obviously strong arm.
Hey,
and
he's down 3 points, guys. He's down 3 points.
With my axe.
That's right.
And just cleave
right in the head.
Right in the head.
Don't attack his tail; it'll fall off.
Whatever. So
you have an 18.
I have an 18. So what do I need to do? Roll?
Let me tell you what you have to hit. Target's armor class. Attacker's weapon class. What are you using? What kind of weapon?
Battle axe is weapon class 2?
It is weapon class 2. So a weapon class 2... It's not that kind of game, Dylan.
It's
bring out the worm. It appears to be a 16 or less.
So I have to roll D20.
16 or higher, okay. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
They have lots of thick
nope.
scales. Okay.
Eight.
What the fuck?
Wait, how did... Why did you have to roll a 16 with a giant arm? And
yeah.
Because
the only thing that gives you a bonus on your physical attacks is a high dexterity.
Oh.
Strength just gives you bonuses to damage.
My dexterity is 12.
Doesn't give you any bonuses. I don't.
So holy I accidentally shit. Swung and hit him on the flat side.
Accidentally.
Yep. Well,
he's down 3.
High lasers.
Do I have to roll to hit?
What's your mental strength?
Lasers?
Yes. Is it a mental attack?
Mental strength is 7.
Oh no!
God.
Attacker's mental strength is 7. I think we say they have a 3. You have to roll a 6 or higher.
Okay.
I don't want.
Do it.
I do 20.
Do 20.
Oh, it's not bad.
3.
Oh! I shot in the wall.
Because he's stupid, yours automatically hits. He should hit.
Uh-huh.
This is going to kill us.
Gonna be great.
Don't worry, I get to do 2d6 next round.
That's right.
Streets is real, man.
Streets is
world.
That's right, yours keeps growing, and I just keep hacking him for 2 points every time.
I can't, do, I can't your wings. Do this again for another 4 rounds, so...
You can't do it for another... Oh, no.
So I'm going to just start cold.
But then you have to eat. You interrupt your cold to eat. This is horrible.
You might as well... Next or round, you might as well eat. You might as well grab...
You reset your damage counter.
Shit. You might as well eat next round and then start with the cold.
This is...
Can you stink him? Stink him? Can you stink?
Oh, that's everyone in the area, though.
Oh, whatever, man. I mean, I don't know what it does, but...
I'm going to die.
If Dylan, you, another one of these things?
Another!
All right, now I'm going to stink him.
Plug your nose. You hear the sound of a strange buzzing in the air as he comes after you. He's holding what looks like a knife, but it's got a pulsing blue blade on it.
Fucking vibroblade.
It is a vibroblade.
Oh my god.
Wait, a lizard with a vibroblade?
He misses.
Oh my god.
It is a lizard with a vibroblade.
Wow. A 9-foot long lizard.
With sonic,
with sonic attack, crazy armor class, and a vibroblade.
A badger and a pigeon, a sort of dopey Hewitt, and a piece of bacon fighting a lizard.
Bacon, eggplant, pigeon, and skunk. That's what we are. We're the super team,
Marty,
guys.
It's your turn.
What?
Oh, it's the party's turn. Can I go first again?
Yes.
Go, Birdman.
Holy cloaca. I don't know what the chances of me taking that blade away from him is.
No idea. Let's say it's a dex roll.
Alright.
Roll us through next.
No.
I did not do it. Yeah, it looks like it's just vibrating and buzzing.
Yeah, I could get that, huh? And then just...
Sure.
Like, in the claws and... Yeah.
Cizelle.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's nice. On to the first one again?
Yes.
Because you can't change targets, can you?
I don't know. Probably, but...
Okay, I'll try to do the same thing again. 18 or higher? Because I have no else to do what to do right now.
No, 16 or higher.
16 or higher, okay. 13. I gotta figure out something else.
What do you do?
Plug your nose.
I really plug the nose.
Become the paralytic musk.
Is it considered poison?
I chose paralytic.
Oh.
Paralyzing.
Let's see what it does.
All of us become paralyzed.
Only those of us who can flub a con roll.
What was that called again? That was
musk.
Gas generation or gas?
Gaseous. Pork and beans.
Was it physical?
Yeah.
Pork and beans.
Yes, gas generation musk. Purr.
This is awesome, though.
Awesome and horrible at the same time.
It literally has no rules on how this musk works.
Oh, my God.
So you squeeze off a musk.
You squeeze off a musk.
Pinch this off.
Roll a 1d20.
Bear down on it.
Do you with the weapon class of your musk
14.
Is?
14.
Sure. You managed to engulf the... Which one are you going for with your mouse? The one with the vibroblade?
I mean, I want to go for two of them. It's an area of effect. The gas.
Yeah, but you're going to get to everybody else, too.
What? Yeah, if you get too greedy.
All
right. Fine, I'll go for the one with the blade.
No, I did attack the one with the blade, so I'm probably there, too, right?
Probably.
All right, cool.
The one with the blade... Sure, he's paralyzed. There's no rules for it. There's nothing in it that explains what it does.
Can I roll to be paralyzed too?
Yeah. Here, let's invent something. Give me just a second.
GM's choice.
We'll be right back.
Next on Gamma World.
There is a poison thing. Doesn't say use the poison or radiation.
Oh, damn. That's cool, too.
I think that's what you're fighting, as a matter of fact.
Oh, shit. That's big.
It's 9 feet tall.
Is that a desk fan or is that a satellite?
It's a desk fan.
All right.
He's sticking his tongue in there. That's dangerous.
What the fuck?
Dangerous as hell, man. I mean, thank God it's not plugged in.
I guess that's how reptiles examine things and interact with the world.
9-foot reptiles.
He's got some beefy ass arms on that dude, too, man.
He works out.
Seriously, he works out, man.
Scoot.
Rip, man.
It's like a 74
What's your
pound
constitution, Dave. 74 pounds.
He's got all these scales, man. It's like. Eleven con.
Sam's Club.
Family pack.
What's your mental strength? 7. I'm just going to say, since you have mental strength of 7, and this is a, well, this is a physical ability.
Yeah, what's his physical strength? Right?
9.
Yeah.
We'll say you have a 9 poison. Sure.
Sure.
You were going to take 2 dice of effect with a 11. I don't know what the dice of effect are, so we'll say that that's the minutes that you're incapacitated. 8 minutes. You're frozen for 8 minutes.
The beak.
The beak is paralyzed, what? But so is the other thing.
Right. Well, great. The only person who's been, like, doing damage.
What are you cooking, man?
Oh, he's cooking.
She's a.
So this one is paralyzed, and it doesn't actually have a constitution score.
What? What the fuck?
Is the blade still vibrating? It is. It's still
take
vibrating.
Take it from his hand.
Yeah, it's like electric football.
I'll take it from his hand.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yep.
Who was that?
That was
Dylan. Yeah, it's my turn again.
All right. Well, since I'm paralyzed, I'm going to get pissed.
The remaining hisser is suddenly realizing he's outnumbered. He has a stun whip at his hip.
Oh,
what?
Does he have a hip? I don't know if that's the name. Does he have a hip? Around a belt wrapped around his something.
Torso.
He's got a stun whip that he's going to try and make a break for it by smacking somebody with a stun whip on his way out the door. Since there's only 4 of you.
3.
Well, there's 4 of you, one of you now is a move. I actually rolled a 1. So he's going to hit the Birdman with the stun whip. easy target. He's going to flee from the combat.
What
the
fuck?
Out the door.
I'm going to start rending flesh from the stunned serpent.
Oh, God.
I'm hungry.
Oh my God.
Does he actually make it out and leave?
Sure.
What?
Can I take the weapon from the other one's hands?
Yeah, it's still sitting there.
Yeah, I grabbed the weapon from the other
one's. You have a vibro blade. Let me tell you what a vibro blade does.
Every woman loves it.
Oh my God.
Oh, ow.
I know. I'm the worst.
Oh, I gotta put it in my weapon slot. Vibro blade.
The more you say it, the worse it sounds.
I know. Yep.
Vibro
blade.
So actually, you have this blade. You have no idea how to use
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
There is a game mechanic for figuring out how to use something.
My. Oh my God! Are you
serious?
Oh.
No,
it's a flowchart.
It is. It involves a flowchart.
Oh my God!
Where did my thing go? There we go.
Oh, so we're like, did you try this? Then do this.
So this will kill some time while you try and figure out how to turn it on and off.
Okay.
So.
Oh my God. What the?
What? This we is start, awesome. I got vibro blade. I got.
We start the token in the S.
Okay.
And so you roll 1d10.
I need a d10.
I'm not giving you.
D10.
Oh shit. This is a
the remaining snake man stunned you with his stun whip.
Did you stun me?
Yes.
You already
ran, out the door.
He's like.
Well, he didn't run out the door. He slithered out the door.
Okay. Right. 3.
You move to block A. Now, the goal is to eventually get over here to F, but since it's completely random, we have no idea.
So now I roll.
You'd roll 1d10 again.
Oh my
keep
God,
rolling until you get there.
1.
All right.
It moves you 1 closer. Now, if you end up here, something bad happens.
Okay. So now I have to roll a d10 again.
You gotta get low. Get low and we're in.
1.
Yeah!
I know how to use a vibro blade!
There's a switch on it right here. Right? Oh, by the, you just push that. Let me see what a vibro blade does for you. Just 1 second.
Is that in the module?
That's in the core rules. That's how to figure out weapon. Now, that's a simple. That's a simple device. This is a medium complexity device.
Oh my God.
This is a hard
God. Device. This is fucking.
That's awesome.
It's a cool idea.
That's insane.
Well, and there's no way to affect it. There's nothing you can do to change your numbers. And each one of these steps takes 10 minutes. So it took you 20 minutes, basically.
So,
to turn on a switch.
Like, yeah. I mean, from starting here, you would. Yeah. You more or less had to go here. From here. Yeah, you could have.
This is really convoluted.
Into like a recursive loop, unless you're.
Mm-hmm. And then here.
I just like start banging it on the table.
Yeah, this could have gotten ugly. Because once you get here, I
good thing I'm good at rolling bad.
And there's no narrative description in there. You're just randomly rolling dice.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Where is the equipment?
No, I mean, does it get? I'm sure it doesn't. But that. I mean, is that supposed to be done behind the screen, or should we be kind of aware?
I can only assume that it's supposed to be done out of. Because you could stop, I assume, if it starts humming or something.
Return to stage. Jesus Christ.
Miscellaneous energy devices.
Because, yeah, this. It, had we gotten a high roll there, then that. That's purgatory, man.
Vibroblade.
Yep.
It inflicts 25 points of damage.
Fuck me! Jesus.
It's powered by a hydrogen energy cell, and it has 20 minutes of use in it. I think you actually only have 15 minutes of use left.
Okay.
That's enough.
Much like the Vibro Dagger, the blade is a force field in the shape of a sword. It won't cut through anything except another force field.
So the weapon class is high.
The weapon class is a class C, I believe.
Wait,
what? Is this a hexadecimal scale?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, wait, let me pull it.
It was numbers last time.
Hexadecimal.
So it just does 25 points of damage.
It just does 25. What did they do with that?
Wow, so it could really fuck you up. If they hit, you're dead.
If I went bad, I probably would have killed myself.
He, Skunk Man, saved the day.
I had a shortcut.
What is it? What's your name?
I cannot find it.
Melvin.
Melvin. Thank you.
Merci.
De nada.
Great.
Okay.
I'll be asleep for another 7 minutes, and then Vibro Blade
is a class 5.
Ooh.
So you skip class Vibro Dagger, which is a class 4. So, yes, let me go back to the table here.
Okay.
This is the way it's supposed to
work. Yeah, thank God you dropped the guy with the blade, man. Holy cow.
25 points of damage.
So in the 8 minutes that it's unconscious, can I eat enough of it to kill it?
Yes, you've killed it. Once players have found an artifact, they will not automatically know how it is for or how it works. It's quite possible that one will fiddle with an artifact for weeks... Jesus. And never determine what it is, or in the other extreme, detonate a bomb, eliminating everything within 100 meters.
Oh my god.
The three following charts are used to simulate experimentation with artifacts. Place a marker on the space marked S, which we did. Drain a number between 1 and 10 and move the marker to the next space indicated. When the marker has been successfully moved to the space marked F, the player has determined what the artifact is for and how to use it. Moving to a space marked with a skull and crossbones means that the character has hurt themselves. Or one or more of their companions. It's possible to harm anyone with the item, if it is possible. He has, in any case, failed to determine how to work the artifact and must start again at S. Five rolls on any of the above charts requires the player do nothing else but concentrate on manipulate the artifact for 1 hour. Players may spend as much time as they wish trying to figure out artifacts, but if the session is interrupted or stopped for some reason, the player must begin again at start.
Oh my god.
Hey guys, I made spaghetti for dinner.
Damn it! Spaghetti.
It says that I need to roll. If you get to the little the skull and crossbones, I need to roll percentage dice, but it doesn't say what the percentage dice are for.
Oh my god!
What?
So really, in gameplay, neither Dylan nor I can operate. Can do this?
Yeah, because you're animals.
Well. Yeah, number one, because we're... Number two, because I don't have arms. And number two, because you have to stop and eat all the time.
Wow. Literally. And then there's no... Like, there's no steps. There's nothing that any of these things mean. God. Nothing that any of the squares mean. It's just, you would just sit here and roll dice until you figured it out or blew up.
Okay. That's the way I rocked at it.
You did, man.
You did.
20 minutes.
You did. Excellent.
We
got it.
And that's a hell of a weapon too.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna use that shit. Find that fucking.
Go hunt that thing down, man.
You're in the room. There is a center pillar, for lack of a better word, that has a set of metal sliding doors on it that are closed. Around the outside edge, you can see this smoke glass window. You're looking out over the desert and the setting sun. There's glass panels all over these. Tabletops, basically, looking out over the windows, and these chairs, and there is a, at the side of the elevator door, well, you don't know it's an elevator, but at the side of the shaft in the middle of the room is a door with what appears to be a set of stairs on the front of it leading up.
Is it a revolving restaurant of some
kind? That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, some kind of observation deck. Restaurant observation deck.
Go into it?
I look over. You already looked around, didn't you?
Looked around where? I've been busy fiddling with a weapon for the last 20 minutes.
While she's fiddling with the weapon, let's be searching.
Yeah, I look around. Search around.
Okay. I wake up.
God. He ate a paralyzed lizard alive in front of us.
Well, he paralyzed it. I mean,
he's my dad.
He flavored it first.
Right. Musk.
You always
everybody likes their own scent.
Yeah, right.
Can you unhinge your jaw? No, you're not a wizard. That's a shame.
I should have been draining his hit points while you were eating him. It's black burr.
You can heal yourself.
I don't need
to. He doesn't know he's hurt.
You
know.
No. He doesn't know he's
hurt. Hey, you're hurt.
So you guys search the room, and that's what you find.
Okay.
There's lots of little things that are small, minor artifacts. Like there's almost what looks like a set of jaws that sit on the desk, and if you play with it long enough, you can get it to bite you.
Cool. All right. Oh, all right.
And then there's another pair that.
Oh, gotcha. Well, yeah. I'm the only
person that doesn't know what this is.
Stapler?
Oh, what?
Nobody else gets that?
So basically your options are you can go through the door with the stairs leading up, you can go back out and go down. What do you guys want to do?
I like going up.
You can burst through the window and climb around the outside of the tower.
Let's go up, sure.
I say up.
Yeah.
Up.
Thanks. You go up. The room above, to your untrained, sometimes animalistic eyes, is full of very bizarre equipment. There is huge metallic things wound up.
Oh, gosh.
And sticking out of the tops of giant metal panels with lots of clicky things on them. None of them seem to be working. None of them are moving. There is one box sitting on the side of the room by itself, more or less, with a large red button under a glass panel.
I think part of this is the mechanism for the elevator.
I don't know.
But I don't know what the right button elevator? Is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Right.
What's that?
Table talk.
Well, I'm.
I know.
Because of how he describes.
If
every
campaign,
part of my body
smash
wants to push that button.
Push the shiny button.
I mean, shit. Why wouldn't they make it
is
red
any,
and shiny?
Is there any writing around this red button?
It does have ancient writing all around it.
Oh, shit.
I can't read English.
Is there any way to us to decrypt ancient languages or no?
No. Not in this 45-page book. No. You want to push the button?
I want to push the button with my vibroblade. No, really. I don't want to use waste of time on it.
Oh, jeez.
Who? My telekinetic arm is invisible.
You have precognition.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You could think ahead. It's a once per week.
Yeah. Do it.
How often is it?
Worst case scenario, you fall asleep.
I don't know what it is. I can't remember how.
It's twice.
Two times a day. All right. I'm going to precog this button. 3 minutes in the future, after me pushing it.
Push the cloud. 3 minutes in the future, you feel relaxed and you're listening to pleasant music.
Oh! That's all I get?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I push a button.
As you're looking around it, you notice that there is a weird symbol on the side of it. It looks something like a... Like that, with like a circle around it.
What?
It's a little lopsided, but I think you get the idea. You push the button, and there is a hum.
Pie.
And all of a sudden, lights on all these panels start blinking on around you.
Ooh!
And making this humming sound.
Magic.
And there's just a feeling of something powering up.
What the fuck?
I pre-cog being relaxed, listening to nice music.
Yeah, that's what the funeral home does.
Oh, no. Oh, I was supposed to be able to see. Why were the funeral? Why were there the funeral homes in this place? Well, cool. More buttons to push!
That's right.
Shit!
Yeah.
Do we hear anything else additional?
Not up here, no.
I go into the shaft area. I go out into the shaft area.
Yeah, there's a... those metal doors have slid away, and they're open now. Oh. And it's a nice padded little room. Oh. It's nice. Yeah. It's got a nice room. And you hear music coming from it.
Let's go in there.
Try and...
It's like Pat Boone meets heavy metal. Weird.
All right.
You guys get in the metal box?
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a series of numbers on the metal box.
It's like, I foresaw this.
Is the sound button already lit up or anything like that?
Yeah. There's like basically four buttons. But there's a...
I slide my hand down.
I totally want to peck
the your claw or whatever.
The doors close, and you have a sensation of slightly falling, but it's kind of pleasant. And the music is...
Your farts are
you must get here, man. Cool.
Okay, after a few moments, a little less than 3 minutes, the doors open again. You're in a different place.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, you can find more at geekspective.com. You can also keep up to date by liking Geekspective and Evil Is As Evil Does on Facebook and following Geekspective on Twitter.